Five Steps to an Athletic Scholarship. This is the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 63. And welcome to a foundational episode of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I'm John Fugler, athletic scholarship coach and a dad of two scholarship athletes. I'm also the CEO of RecruitMe, podcaster, author, and speaker. In fact, the sponsor of this episode is my new book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, a complete college recruiting roadmap for high school athletes and parents. It's available on Amazon, of course. And what I found to my surprise, most people, I mean almost everybody, is ordering the printed copy, the paper book, paperback book. Get that out. And I really thought it was the Kindle version would go flying out the door, but people want the paperback. They want to write things, take notes, study it, have it in their hands. So, folks, books are not dead. I am about ready to start recording. In fact, this week, maybe even today, I may begin recording the audio book. I don't know how long that'll take, but hopefully not more than a few days. I should be able to do an audiobook, right? I'm a podcaster, former radio guy, and this should be something I can do. I'm hoping that I can get it recorded and edited in a week to a week and a half, and maybe have it out there in 2 or 3 weeks. So look forward to the audiobook of the Athletic Scholarship Playbook. This podcast is 15 minutes that will change your scholarship future. So I dig in, give you takeaways that you can use immediately. You can find every episode on my website at recruitme.com. But it's much easier on an app like the Apple Podcast app or Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeart, and others. So get it there. You can subscribe and you get it right away. I started recording this as a Facebook Live, but my internet connection went dead. No, I don't live in Florida. Internet is fine around here, but I've been having some big problems with mine. Always at the most inopportune times, it goes dead. I wanted to put this on Facebook Live as a video because this is, as I mentioned at the beginning, such a foundational episode. This is one of the, those are what they call evergreen. This is something that you want to come back to. You'll want to share with others. Please do that because I'm going to walk you through the five steps to an athletic scholarship. And they're going to be, we're going to through this quickly, but at least you'll be able to, if you can take notes, I know if you're driving or working out, you can't do that. Maybe come back and listen again and write these five steps down. Hey, I want to let you know that I have a freebie, always do. And I just changed it out this past week. It's a free chapter, the first chapter from my book, The Athletic Scholarship Playbook, where I go through the myths compared to the truths of athletic scholarships. I talk about this being a foundational episode. Well, that first chapter is foundational to your recruiting and scholarship future as you approach that. So go get it. It's a free chapter. It's a PDF download at recruitme.com, recruit-me.com. So you get to sample before you buy, if you want to buy. And I just want to get the message out there. I want to get the content out there. And that's why I do this podcast. You get it every Tuesday. We release it here on all the apps and also on our website. So let's go for it. Five steps to an athletic scholarship. I was a little hesitant to put five because there's really six. I'm going to start with the sixth and then go through the first five, and you'll see where I'm going with this. The sixth one is making your school choice. You've done all the work. You've gone through the process, whether it's been a 3-year, a 2-year, a 1-year, a 6-month process, but man, you are at the point where you've got scholarship offers. And as a family, parent, athlete, you're working together and you've got this choice to make and you make the final school choice. That's not really the most important things I could be talking about today. That's why I say five steps to an athletic scholarship. And when you get to that sixth step of making the school choice, that means you've got offers and you're making the decision. The ball is in your court, and that is a great place to be in. And these five steps will get you there. But that sixth step, making a school choice, in fact, I have, as you may know, I have a report card that I put together. This is something that I've designed to be able to allow you to take a look at all the different options of schools and offers and the variables that go into making this the best fit and accepting the right offer and going to the school where it's just a good match, the best match. And I've got a report card that I have that it's in the book, and maybe I'll at some point be able to get that for you as a download. But that's further down the road. That's when you're at the point of making that final school choice. But let's get there. What does it take to have the privilege of being able to make that final school choice? It's five things. And as I've said to many in the past, you know, you're building your dream of an athletic scholarship. Athlete, parent, family, this is the dream. It's kind of like building your dream home. I put it that way. But one assumption as we go into these five steps, and that is this, that your student athlete has the talent to compete at the next level. And I'm not talking about at a top 10, top 20 school, that has to be that way. I hope that through the process, your mind and your options will be open. I mean, there's D1, D2, D3. No one is better than the other. We're talking about getting the right fit, and that's what the most important thing is. You got NAIA, NCAA, even sometimes that junior college route is the best place to go. But what I want to do is present five steps here, five simple steps to get you to an athletic scholarship, assuming that you have the talent to compete at the next level. If you're the student athlete or parent, your son or daughter has that talent to compete at the next level. And that's, of course, talent is so key in this. You don't have to be a superstar. You do not have to be the best on your team. You don't even have to be one of the best three on your team. You don't have to be the best in the league or the county or the state. Get that out of your head. These five steps, as you pursue them, if you have the talent to compete at the next level, you should get an athletic scholarship. So the first step, along the lines of the fact that you can't wait, but you need to take the initiative, and I've said that over and over again, is first thing, you build your list of schools. Go to a coffee shop and dream and discuss your desires and discuss what list that you may have in your mind as the athlete and what you may have in your mind as a parent. What's important to the parent is not often what's most important to the student athlete. So as you build your list of schools, you want to select the right schools. As I mentioned, D1 through D3. Don't get wrapped up in what you see on TV. And I encourage you to get 40 to 50 schools minimum, 40 to 50 schools minimum on your list. And that may be a shock to you right now. But think that through as you build your list of schools. I recall this one parent said that they sent out their inquiries to 70 schools, all the way from D1 to D3, and they received about 30 responses from D1 to D3, and they narrowed it down to the school that was most interested, and he said, my son went there. So you've got to take the initiative, you've got to build your list of schools, and then cast your net wide and narrow it down as you go. So that's number one. Secondly, is that you need to build and send your introductory packet. And what is that? Well, I'll describe what it is here. To precede that, what I say is this is so important because it is that first impression. You don't get a second chance to make a good first impression. So that first impression, one is your cover letter or your email that you're sending, which is short and personal. And the second is your player profile, which is also very short. It's one page that you'll attach to your email. If you're sending it through the mail, you send that. And that's all it is. It's that introductory email and player profile that goes with it. And the player profile tells them who you are, highlights some of your stats, which are that you want to make sure they notice. It's got some comments from your coach or coaches. And there's a number of other things in there. It's got academics, but it's a one sheet. And at a glance, the coach can say, hey, this kid may be a good fit. I want to pursue him or her further. There is a kid from New York I helped with his introductory package. And as a result, his dad was so excited about the results that he said that within 5 days, two coaches from D1 schools had already contacted his high school coach to check up on him. And as part of your player profile, you do have the contact information of both your high school coach and any club coaches that you may have played for. So that's the second step. The third step is to build and send your questionnaire. And what is this? Well, when you send your intro packet and coaches respond back to you, they're going to ask you to complete a questionnaire, which is much more detailed than your player profile. If you go on to sites from these programs, every one of them has an online questionnaire for you to complete. So what I encourage you to do, though, is not just go to the online questionnaire, because you could be working for hours with all these schools that are writing back to you and contacting you, emailing back to you, but have one, a standard questionnaire that you have developed, which covers all the information that they're asking for on these questionnaires. And in your sport, you can just go from school to school, website to website, and see what is that information they're asking for. 95% of it is the same from school to school. And that's the 95% that you want to include on your pre-written, pre-produced questionnaire you send. And eventually, you're going to want to fill that out online of the schools that are continuing that relationship with you. But it'll save you a lot of time if you don't do that right out of the gate. But be prepared with your questionnaire. Now, the fourth step is this, and some say this is my first step, but no, it is your fourth step, and that is to build and post your video. We did that in our living room for the intro to the video. I had my sons, each of their videos, they introduced themselves, spent about 60 seconds so the coach could get to see who this person is, not just a kid in uniform on the field, but hey, this kid is a person, they've got a personality, and man, that is, talk about great first impression, you want to make that. So your video starts with, as an athlete, you get your athlete to do a 60-second intro, 30 or 60 second, just introducing themselves and then going in to the rest of the content, which will include, by the way, talent beats production. Talent beats production. You do not have to have a professionally produced, just music, effects, titles, things like that. You don't need that. Coach is going to turn the volume down anyway. You just need to show your athlete's talent. That means you start out with some close-ups of them in competition. Close-ups, one after another. Our kids were pitchers, for instance. So I had, from different angles, them pitching so the coach could see their form. So that's one thing. Then you also want to show them in competition. How are they doing in the scope of competition? And so you pull it back and you follow them around the field if they're a football player, around the court if they're a basketball player. And that can, in a team sport, man, you're going to be moving around. You're going to have to really focus depending on the sport. The coach wants to see them in competition. So you want to build your video, then post it. Post it, say, on YouTube, or if you have your own website, post on a website. If you're going to subscribe to one of these services, you can post it on theirs. So it may cost you some money. You can do it on YouTube. You can make it a video that they can only access with a link from you, so you're not putting yourself out there in public for privacy's sake. But you build and post your video. That's step number four. And then the fifth step is to build relationships with college coaches. Now, this is the thing that's going to take the longest. This is the ebb and flow of the recruiting experience. You're contacting them. They're contacting you. You're responding to their emails, their calls. Some are going to come visit. You're going to go to these schools. This is called relationship. Build relationships with college coaches. And this may go on for a year or 2 years. It goes all the way until you reach that final step, that sixth step I talked about, I started with, in making your school choice. Here are some keys as you build the relationship. Respond to all calls, letters, emails that coaches make to you. Send updates after every season, or if anything important happens, like you take your SAT test, you get your scores back, your ACTs, you've got your report card at the end of the semester, your grades, anything valid that you can send to a coach as an update, go ahead and do that. Send schedules before the season. make school visits, those kinds of things. Keep the relationship going. This isn't a one and done. It's not that, hey, you sent something to the coach initially, he or she's interested in you, and so you don't have to worry about any communication after that. No, if you don't communicate, they assume you are not interested. So those are the five steps to an athletic scholarship. Concluding with that last one, make the final school choice. And that's the fun part when you have choices, because you've done these first five things. You've built your list of schools. You've built and sent your introductory packet. You've built and sent your questionnaire. You've built and posted your video. And you've built relationships with college coaches. So that's what I have for you in this episode. That's why I called it a kind of a foundational episode. I've said these things in different contexts in past episodes, but here you have it in one place. Now, if you want to get further and deeper into this, make sure you download that first chapter of my book. It's free on my website at recruitme.com, the Athletic Scholarship Playbook, at that first chapter. So that's all I have this time. I've mapped out my next few episodes, and I'm looking forward to the content I've got for you. Respond to me. Let me know what you think of this at john@recruitme.com, and share this episode with others if it's been meaningful to you. I'll talk to you next Tuesday.